How to deal with spiritual skeptics. Have you ever had someone try to put you down because of your spiritual beliefs? It's not nice, is it? Negative remarks from skeptics can cause spiritually sensitive souls to doubt themselves and even try to shut down their own spiritual connection. Some even stop following their path or put off building their spiritual businesses because they're afraid of being judged or persecuted. This fear can often be traced back to a painful past experience or even a past life. You can read more about that in this article called Witch Wounds. Over the years, I've dealt with my fair share of skeptics and deniers, and I'm happy to say they definitely don't bother me as much nowadays. I've learned how to manage them with boundaries, one of which is that I'm simply not available for debate about my work or my spiritual path. However, I know that for anyone starting out on a spiritual path, this issue can be a big scary barrier. This is why I address this and other fears in my Angel Communication program and in this article. So what are spiritual skeptics? When you're on a spiritual path, you are likely to meet a few people who are offended or confused by your beliefs and practices. Some of those people might even be your loved ones. Not everyone believes in angels and spiritual healing, and that is okay. But that doesn't mean that you have to defend your beliefs or put up with abuse. The truth is, not everyone is going to agree with the path that you have chosen. And this is true in all areas of life. We're all different. We have different soul contracts, interests, beliefs, and what a boring world it would be if we were all exactly the same. Whether you are a newbie to spirituality or you've been on the path for a long time, it can be deeply challenging to deal with the uninvited negative opinions of others. Here are a few suggestions about how to handle spiritual skeptics. Number one, avoid being drawn into debates. You have a right to your spiritual practices, to study, to develop your spiritual knowledge and gifts, to run a spiritual business and to live your life without having to justify yourself to anyone. And just because someone invites you to an argument doesn't mean you should attend. If you've been subject to unkind criticism, conflict, or harsh judgments about your beliefs, it's important to cleanse those lower energies out of your system as soon as possible. Cut your cords to the person involved. Cleanse your energy. Release any painful words and let go of your resentment. Ask the angels to release you of doubt or a lack of confidence which may have arisen from a result of being in an argument. Turn the experience into wisdom and decide what you will and will not tolerate in the future. For example, many years ago, I made it a strict policy to not be available for debate or intrusive questioning about my spiritual beliefs and what I do for a living. I simply do not engage with those kinds of conversations. Number two, avoid trying to convert or convince skeptical friends and family. In years gone by, I wasted a lot of energy trying to convince skeptical loved ones that my spiritual path was valid. I thought I needed their approval. And this only brought more drama into my life. I could feel my own faith decreasing as I tried in vain to justify my own decisions. This is because the need to convince, justify, and be right comes from the ego. I learned that I didn't need anyone's permission except my own to live my life my way. I took back my power, I stopped trying to convince anyone, I sent out love, and I got on with working with my angels to build my business and improve my life. Your spiritual path is between you, God, and your angels. It's nothing to do with anyone else. It might take time for your friends and family to get used to your spiritual changes. Honor their process and let them be who they are. Offer them the respect that you want from them. Put some boundaries around your spiritual life and give yourself permission to follow your own soul path. Number three, learn to love the delete and block buttons. The internet is rife with people who love to argue. At some point, you may encounter someone who's triggered by your spiritual beliefs. Don't let that stop you sharing your light with the world. Learn to love the delete, block, restrict, and mute buttons on social media and use them without guilt or explanation. You can block, restrict, and mute in real life too. Number 4, protect your energy with Archangel Michael. Whenever you feel afraid or vulnerable or triggered, call on Archangel Michael to protect your energy. Visualize him standing between you and anything or anyone that threatens your peace of mind. It's like hanging a do not disturb sign in your energy field. If you want to learn how to protect your energy, you can use one of the meditations in my store or Angel Library. You can read my article about 5 ways to protect your energy. You can attend the Angel Communication Program, and you can read my book, Loving Your Sensitive Self. This is an important skill to learn as a spiritual person. Number 5, heal your inner skeptic. Are you meeting a lot of skeptics? It might be time for you to heal your own inner skeptic. When I first began giving readings in a New Age crystal shop, I went through a phase of getting very skeptical customers. After a particularly awful experience, I asked my angels to help me to understand why this was happening and how to stop it. I soon realized that these hypercritical non-believers were simply mirrors for my own doubts and fears about my brand new abilities. I prayed to Archangel Michael to help me release these fears and increase my trust. I also made a decision to no longer entertain rude people. If they weren't going to be respectful, I'd refund them and send them away. And I put my extremely low prices up. My pricing attracted people who didn't take me or my work seriously. Very quickly, my clientele became the positive, respectful, and receptive souls I still get to work with every day. Everyone has an inner skeptic. It's called your ego, and it won't ever be convinced. If you're serious about your spiritual path, you're going to have to make peace with this part of yourself. Learn to tune out that negative ego voice and tune into your angels and your soul voice instead. Use meditations, a consistent daily spiritual practice to increase your trust and dim the voice of your ego. And please, please don't let skeptics deter you from your spiritual path. See them as a timely life lesson sent to help you to tighten your boundaries and reaffirm your path. Thanks so much for reading. Please comment below and share this post with someone that you know that needs to read this today. And if you want more help releasing spiritual skeptics and dealing with them, then come to the Angel Communication Program, which is starting very soon. We broach this subject and we do lots of healing around it. Angel blessings, and thank you for listening.